This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
I'm Bridget O'Boyle, Branding and Marketing Director for the Alatea English Edition, and today I'd like to introduce you to Blessed Antonia Messina, Martyr for Purity. Antonia was born into a close-knit and pious family in Sardinia, and her life was governed by the traditions and conventions of her small village. Although she was able to attend school for a short time, she took over the care of the household and her 9 brothers and sisters after her mother became bedridden because of a chronic heart condition. Antonia joined the Catholic Action Movement in 1929 and became an active member and recruiter. On May 17, 1935, while gathering firewood in the countryside with a friend, the 15-year-old Antonia was attacked by a would-be rapist. While her friend ran to get help, Antonia tried to fight off her attacker, who killed her by stoning her to death. Antonia suffered 74 wounds and died in an attitude of self-defense. Honored as a martyr for purity, that is, one who died in defense of herself, Blessed Antonia was beatified in 1987. Blessed is the Virgin who, by denying herself and taking up her cross, imitated the Lord, the spouse of virgins and the Prince of Martyrs. Alleluia. The entrance antiphon for the Mass for the Virgin Martyr. Spiritual bonus. Today, we also remember St. Pascal Baylon, a Franciscan lay brother. Pascal spent several years serving as a cook or a doorkeeper for his communities, but his charity to the poor and suffering made him widely loved. While traveling in France, he defended the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist against the objections of the Calvinist preacher and almost lost his life for defending church teaching. St. Pascal died in 1592 with the canonization in 1690. He is honored as a patron of cooks and of Eucharistic congresses. Let us pray. O God, who gladdened us today with the annual commemoration of Blessed Antonia, graciously grant that we may be helped by her merit, just as our lives are lit up by the splendor of her example of chastity and fortitude. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
The suspect in the Texas church burglary was apprehended, but the tabernacle that was stolen is still missing. In the bizarre case that the tabernacle and the consecrated host within were stolen, the empty tabernacle was later recovered in a Burger King parking lot, but has once more been reported missing. An arrest has been made in connection with the tabernacle, which was stolen from the church in Katy, Texas. While a suspect has been charged with burglary, the location of the stolen tabernacle is still unknown. Alatea previously reported that the tabernacle was taken from St. Bartholomew Catholic Church on May 9th. It was then discovered cast aside in a Burger King parking lot on May 11th. At some point after the tabernacle was found, it has now gone missing again. Reports have remained cryptic with little information about the second theft aside from a tweet by Adrian Fonseca. Update. Things are now more complicated. The tabernacle was stolen a second time. Police have the faces and plates of the 2 sets of thieves. They predict it will be in custody within 24 hours. Hopefully, they will find out who did this with our Lord, we pray. In the image, the doors of the tabernacle appear to have been pulled clean off. There also looks to be some kind of a gash on the top of the golden roof, and the consecrated hosts were removed.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
The Poor Clares bring life back to an abandoned monastery in northern Spain. The centuries-old convent closed 18 years ago due to a lack of vocations, but today the Poor Clares sisters are back. In these times when convents are being closed, divine providence is at work. The 13th century convent of Santa Clara in the town of Aranu in northern Spain closed 18 years ago due to a lack of vocations. But today, the Poor Clares sisters are back. The community consists of five young sisters and one who is 99 years old, all of whom came from the monastery of Belladora near Burgos. The history of this monastery dates back to 1296. Generations succeeded one after another until, in 2003, with only nine sisters, they moved to the monastery of San Antonio, thus closing the convent until October of 2020, when the new community members arrived. Sister Miriam, one of the Poor Clares of the community, tells Alatea, "We found the monastery in good condition. A man from Morduna was in charge of visiting it, doing a sweeping checking of the roof tiles, etc. There were areas of the monastery that were in good enough condition to live in, and others where the guys saw that there were things needing to be rebuilt. The way the local people had welcomed them was so amazing," Sister Miriam told us. "It's a local town with deep religious spirit and a great love of the nuns and St. Clare, who have been present in the town for 422 years. The whole town had given its time and affection so that this community of Poor Clares could return and fill their hearts. Having a contemplative convent is a gift to the whole local community," they shared. The first weeks, as for any family that moves, was a mixture of chaos and joy. Seeing the whole town involved, helping them to prepare the building to be able to be lived in, was an unmistakable sign of providence. Without electricity from the street in the low choir that serves as a chapel, with illumination thanks to a generator and without heating on October 28, 2020, their bishop, Juan Carlos, celebrated the first Eucharist at their new residence. And Mother Abbess Isabel gave them the bull of foundation.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.